Welcome on in to a very special episode of Off the Record. My name is Trevor Cabea, joined alongside my partner Mario Bruni. And Mario, down this fun road of Off the Record, it's been a blast so far hosting the show, but a little opportunity to kind of talk about ourselves, talk about what we do with the Erie Otters organization, what we've done, where we want to go with our careers, and maybe some fun memories of both the podcast and of our time and our other memories involving the Erie Otters along the way. So Mario, how are we doing? So great to have you with me as always.
Yeah, you know, this is definitely going to be one of those fun podcasts for us because one, we really haven't had the chance to kind of introduce ourselves to our listeners. So this is going to be a little change in things, but definitely looking forward to talking to you because, you know, it's good to kind of hear our stories because they're a little different. And I think our fans are going to enjoy the show as well.
Mar, let's get right into it. So I'll start how I kind of fell in love with the Ontario Hockey League. I mean, I grew up going to Otters games. I've grown up here in Erie, Pennsylvania. I've spent my entire life here, and I've always gone to games. My dad used to sell the 50-50s, and your payment for selling the 50-50s at the intermission or whatnot would be a free ticket to the game. So I would go to quite a few games this season, essentially had season tickets, would go to all the games, knew who all the players were, followed the team quite a bit as well, and it was just an absolute blast, and it just sparked this love in junior hockey. And of course for me, I grew up playing hockey, played at the high school level here in Erie, Pennsylvania, and I've been around the game pretty much my whole life. And then on the broadcast side of things now, as I work towards a career, is going to be such an honor. But for me, my everything with the Otters just kind of started as going to games. And, you know, of course, a couple of games that really stick out to me were 2015 game 6 of the Western Conference Championships against the Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds. I think the building that night was louder than I've ever heard it, even being there when the Otters won the championship in 2017. What a special night that was. Of course, Erie didn't quite finish off the job at the end there against the Oshawa Generals, but what a special night against the Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds. Darnell Nurse, now with the Edmonton Oilers, was the star defenseman. Brandon Halverson in between the pipes for the Greyhounds. So that was a special night. Just so many special nights in the Erie Insurance Arena. Of course, for me, I remember the arena before it was renovated. It was definitely very different, to put it very nicely, than it is now. And you obviously have the renovations. I remember the era in Connor McDavid's rookie year when you had the tarp up there, Mar. I don't know if you remember going to some games. You had the tarp where the bowl extends now to the right of where we sit in the press box. But what a weird season that was. And through the ups and through the downs, I've really been a fan of the Erie Otters, and it's just been so special this season to be a part of the organization. Mario, what was kind of the moment where you fell in love, I guess, with the Erie Otters organization, you know, going to games and stuff like that?
I think it has to go a little back to, like you said, we've played, you more than me. I have played a little bit throughout grade school and then kind of had some off time. I wanted to focus on some other sports, started playing soccer, was still competitive, running and doing some other things as well, and grew away from hockey, but kind of picked it back up when I started getting back into high school. And, you know, I'm also from Erie. You know, I graduated from Cathedral Prep, so their hockey program is really good hockey program as well, and I've kind of followed them through my 4 years of high school and kind of started picking hockey back up again. My cousins and my family have all kind of played, so I've definitely spent my time in a rink in a tournament, and not just for myself but for my family as well. So, you know, definitely have been around hockey and Otters hockey. Of course, if you were, you know, a 10-year-old kid, that's all you wanted to do, was go to a hockey game on a Saturday night. Kind of towards college and getting into, you know, after, like I said, being with some of the high school teams and doing that, I kind of fell more in love with the game more and more, and with the Otters, and getting into professional hockey as well, kind of following that a little more, college hockey as well. Getting into that and getting back into that has really helped me, you know, even this year, and getting back on the ice as well has been a fun event for me, kind of gets my mind off of things, and glad to be with this team, be local, and have the opportunity to stay local college, local sports teams, being able to have show my media experience experience that I've grown over the last 4 or 5 years, and this is the first year with this organization I have been around Erie sports with the Seawolves and the Bayhawks, to say the least. So I have been around the arena and around the ballpark for a while, so being able to now kind of work for a team that I've followed since, you know, I was little as well, is just beneficial. And I don't think there's really a moment that sticks out for me. I kind of just watch the games to go to the games, but of course the playoff pushes and McDavid and stuff like that, those are all kind of history points for not just hockey, but hockey in Erie, because McDavid was that guy that sparked hockey in Erie a little bit, especially in those younger high school players and those younger peewee players. Bring up, you know, how the arena has changed as well, Trevor. You know, it's been nice to kind of see how things have changed with Erie hockey and well as the Erie community as well.
I wasn't alive in 2002. You were barely alive in 2002 when the team won the championship. So to be there in 2017 when it happened, to get to see it in person, when Anthony Cirelli beat Matthew Mancina of the Mississauga Steelheads really early into the first overtime period, I don't know if there's been a better night in my life than that night, which is pretty crazy to say because of how just being a part of that was just incredible from a fan perspective, and just being a part of the Otters organization now from a working perspective in a way is such an honor for me and kind of a dream come true. The fact that I've been able to have my voice out on the airwaves on the Otters Radio Network, it has been absolutely amazing, and working with Sean and working with everybody else in the front office has just been absolutely amazing. So Mario, what would be your role with the team if you could describe it for our fans out there?
We are a tandem duo ourselves with everything that we do with Gannon and the ballpark, and we started off young too, playing some soccer together in the summer, and kind of the duo that kind of has stuck together somehow, some way throughout college. And my role for the team has been more of the media side of things. I'm in charge of clipping all of the highlights for both home and road games, as well as audio highlights for Sean Bednard, as he has those highlight reels that play throughout intermission, getting everybody updated on the intermission breaks with the scores and the highlights and the goals, and as well as getting my hands on some camera work, you know, helping with some video work with the pregame show that happens every home game, trying to get my hands on some writing as well. I've been writing for the team since the start of the season, doing some 3 stars as well as some weekend previews. You've definitely seen my work on the Otters website, kind of the man behind the microphone, to say the least here, Trevor.
For me, my role on a game night really goes along with setting things up a lot with the media room and making sure that everything is stocked down there so our wonderful media members are well fed and able to drink some fluids as well, and restocking the water and making sure everything's good down there for our wonderful media staff, and making sure the media notes are distributed, and setting up the interview room, conducting interviews after the game. So no doubt heard my voice on Facebook or wherever you find the sound bites, all over the Otter social media as well. So been out there as well a couple of times as well on the Otters Radio Network with the Brewery at Union Station post game show. And for somebody that wants to be a play-by-play broadcaster one day anyway, getting that experience is so valuable for myself and my career and what I want to do. So it's been an honor to be a part of it here with the Erie Otters, and look forward to continuing on here as we continue this season and even into next year for both of us as well. So both of our roles, I'm sure, will be expanding, and so awesome. So Mario, any other memories or stories you have from your time here with the Otters as an employee slash intern or as a fan?
Well, I think as a fan, Erie and Otters hockey have always gone really well together. I like to say that Erie's always been a hockey town. Like I said, I think high school sports and college sports, and you know, we have a Division I program in Mercer University that comes in year in, year out, and also has good fans. You know, Erie's always been kind of a hockey town, and the fans love their Otters hockey. I mean, you talk to so many season ticket holders and so many people that, you know, even if they're not a season ticket holder and they just like coming to the games, people will support this team no matter what. And I think that's just shows how much hockey means to Erie, Pennsylvania, and especially OHL hockey. It proves too, because both Otters hockey and the community work really well together with some of the outreach programs that Sean is introducing this year. But throughout the season and throughout, you know, the years that Erie has been around, you know, you look at the 25th anniversary celebration last year, you know, everybody kind of has supported this team, and you know, there wouldn't be 25 years of Otters Waters hockey if it wasn't for these fans. So it's kind of a tandem duo of the community and the hockey organization. So, you know, that's what I've liked so far, and I think I'm seeing it full in hand this year being an intern. You know, that London game, that first week, the home opener was nuts. I mean, I don't think I've ever heard, playoffs are different, but I don't think I've ever heard a crowd so loud in that magnitude. I mean, as soon as they scored the first goal and the one turned to two and two turned to three, every goal was louder and louder and fed the team as well, because the team built off of that really first goal and kind of ran off with it, and the fans really enjoyed that victory at the end of the day.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we've talked to quite a few members of the organization over the course of doing the show here. And one thing has remained consistent with everybody, and that's the impact of the fans at the Erie Insurance Arena. We've had some of the players say that the EIA on a Saturday night is the loudest building in the Ontario Hockey League, and this is coming from guys who've played in all of them, so has a lot to say about the impact that the Erie fans and the Erie community can have on this team. And like you said, Mario, we wouldn't have 25 years of Otters hockey without having the fans around, and that is just so awesome. And just to be a part of that as a fan for the last 20 years of my life, and now to really spend some time and kind of get a behind the scenes look at the organization has been the coolest thing for me. And, you know, I've told Sean Bednar, the voice of the Otters, this all the time. I'm somebody who's grown up going to games. I've followed this team through thick and thin. It's been so fun for me to kind of get a look behind the curtain at the operations and the front office and how all of that is run, because from a fan, there's nothing cooler than seeing that behind the scenes stuff. And for me to have that opportunity this season and hopefully going into the future as well is just going to be so cool to continue on for myself and for all of us. And, you know, we've got a great team around us as well. Mario, of course, Maddie Maurice, our community relations intern, and of course, Sean Bednar, just as the media team alone. And that's not even to mention the great staff that are around us making it all happen, pulling all the strings. So it is just such a fun experience to be a part of and such a fun group to be a part of. And it's just so cool to be able to spend time there every weekend.
Definitely liked how our team, our group of four, have kind of assembled throughout the offseason, because we had our good friend and last year's intern Eric Konwinski help us a ton when we were going to games previous season, helping Eric out, helping Sean out. And towards the end of the season, Sean had the big idea of, I want these two to help me out, and I want these guys to be involved in everything that they're doing and moving forward. And we had Jackson Lepp as well, who is coming back and first half of the season with him heading into this year, and knowing that we were going to lose him as well. We gained Madison Maurice, who I think five of us have really benefited.
She's kind of the glue.
Yes, all five of us have kind of benefited from, I think, everybody's characteristics and everybody's aspects, and, you know, we all kind of bring different things to the table, and, you know, Jackson brought his things to the table too when he was here, but now we're kind of at that point where we've got the four of us, and we have everything kind of to a well-oiled machine where we all bring different things and we all kind of state our opinions and have a good time as well, because at the end of the day, we're working together, but we can all be friends and we can all have a little fun as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been so fun to be a part of the media team. And, you know, we've had plenty of fun experiences this season, from, you know, helping out with some of the fun events that have been going on around the community, helping out, such as the sock toss night was a fun one for Sean, Maddie, and I after the game. Having these other experiences that going into the season was something that, I didn't really think I'd be doing this, but being able to do it is so cool, and it just really has helped us out. There's just been so many fun nights, you know, the promotions, among all of it.
Well, I've really liked the outreach and community support. One of the things that kind of hits home to me has been, over the last few years, my older sister, as well as my dad and my brother-in-law, have opened their business in the flagship City Food Hall at Perry's Tavern. And this year, Sean and myself were able to kind of sit down with both of them and ask, you know, how can we help you as well as you guys support the team? And Perry's has really been a big support in our meet and greets with the teams. We've had one so far, and we're having another one here shortly as well, so it's going to be very beneficial for myself, seeing that team benefiting my family and their business and trying to help them out, as well as my family helping myself out with the team and everything else going forward. So it's kind of a surreal kind of hit home for me as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And it just kind of goes to show the organization and how things kind of, it starts at the top and kind of works its way down, and just so much positivity spread around the organization. It's just been such an honor to be a part of. So Mario, for you going into the future, what do you think this experience could do for you? Where do you think it'll take you into the future as you move on from college and beyond?
There's so many options here, and you know, the OHL is definitely up there, and whether it's the O or the NHL or hockey in general, there's opportunity there. But with my experience in some of the other sports as well, I think that college athletics, call my name once in a blue moon and see if, you know, SID work would be fun for me. I think being able to work with college athletes would be something that I would enjoy. Been around the college athletes and the young athletes, and you know, helping them kind of with everything going on, I think is very beneficial. If there's other leagues or other teams out there, not just in hockey, I think that's where I could be. Trevor, I know you kind of want to definitely stick with hockey though.
Yeah, for sure. For somebody that has grown up around the game and has been a part of my life for now 20 years, a little less than 20 years, it's been cool to be a part of the Erie Otters organization. And you know, for me, doing hockey play-by-play and hockey broadcasting has always kind of been a dream of mine. And now being able to kind of act on that in the Ontario Hockey League setting, and then being able to expand on that hopefully one day. And hopefully for me, with the OHL holding such a special place with me, I think that being able to work in the OHL one day, wherever that may be, is something that I'm really hoping can be a part of my journey to hopefully get to that next level. And getting to the OHL obviously could be a challenge in itself. It is a very high level of hockey, and it would just be so cool to be a part of one day. And that's one thing I'm really hoping as my journey kind of kicks off here. This is kind of the first step in my journey, and if I can take that next step forward and hopefully end up in the Ontario Hockey League one day, I would be super happy. And you never know where you can go from there.
It's going to be a ton of things, and you and I are both really planning on next year. So, you know, we've got a 2-year experience out of this gig, and I think that's very beneficial because, you know, some interns just only get 1 year and one season, and, you know, you really don't know what to do with that and then with the situation at hand. And for us to have 2 years and kind of be close as well with Gannon and, you know, being walking distance from the arena, I think is very beneficial for us moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so cool to kind of be at Gannon University. You're kind of amongst it all here in downtown Erie. Everything going on downtown, you have it at Gannon, and you're kind of around it, and makes it incredibly convenient. We can hop on over to the arena after class, no worries, no problem. And being a part of 90.5 WERG, one of the media partners with the Otters, and part of that, you know, we mentioned hockey play-by-play. It's just an honor that the Intercollegiate Broadcasting System has recognized us as a finalist for the preseason game we carried on 90.5 WERG. I provided the commentary. Mario was in our studios providing the production, produced the game 90.5. So Mario, what do you think that kind of means for us personally?
Well, I think that's just a huge resume builder. I feel like, you know, that and what we did that night. And for you, you go from what was a Hamilton blowout where it was 3 or 4 goals, and then seeing Erie bounce back and tie the game, and listening to you go from you were more energetic every goal, every score, every position that the team was getting. And I really saw that in your call. Overall, I think it was a good experience for us, not just to get our name out as the station, but as ourselves. This award, you know, hopefully we can bring it home, because it would also be good for the station and also for the organization as we try to outreach more towards the community and to see if maybe another college station or something else like that could follow in our footsteps.
It's just an honor to even be recognized for that, and it's just so cool. And a big thank you as well that goes out to the organization for making it all possible for us and giving us that platform and that opportunity to express our creativity as hopeful media professionals one day moving into the greater media landscape. So Mario, any final thoughts here as we wrap up this very special, little unique, little different episode of Off the Record here, kind of explaining who we are, what we do, and what we do with the organization?
No, I think we're just ready to continue this season. We hope that the team can ultimately make the playoffs and push into kind of next season as well. And hopefully we can have some more experience like we are this year, and it's definitely going to be beneficial. And I'm definitely definitely looking forward to seeing how your career changes with this league, and I've called you one of my colleagues and my, you know, right-hand man with everything that we've done so far, not here, but with Gannon and baseball, and kind of want to see where you are in 10, 30 years when I get the phone call, and in our older days as announcers and media guys, and talk about our great careers.
And the same goes for you, my friend. It's been an honor sharing the ride and the journey as well, and we can't wait to see where you end up as well. And it's just cool to think that the road is just kind of starting. We're on our way, hopefully, and it's just been such a cool experience to be here and be with the Erie Otters, and hopefully building on from that. Thank you so much for joining us on this very special edition of Ott the Record. Catch us anywhere you get your podcast. Just search Ott the Record. You can tune in to any of our episodes so far. We will talk soon. For my co-host Mario Bruni, my name is Trevor Cabea. Thank you so very much for joining us once again here on Ott the Record.